It's November. I hope you had a nice November. I was just struck over November that we did a lot of remembering over November. It all started off on the 5th of November. Did anyone see any fireworks? Anyone see any fireworks? And remember the 5th of November, gunpowder, treason and plot. I don't know the rest, but I'm sure some of you do. So we started out November by remembering that with fireworks that Parliament nearly got blow up, and it didn't, which is a really, really good thing. And then it moved on to something a bit more serious, and that is Remembrance Sunday. Who was here for Remembrance Sunday? Who had a poppy on them? Yeah. Isn't it a great thing that we remember those who gave their lives for our freedom today? And it's a great thing to have that symbol of the poppy, that each year we can remind one another of the importance of that day that people gave their lives for us. So I've been thinking a lot about remembering. And then I came across this story in the Bible with Joshua, and I'm going to need some help. I'm going to need some strong people to help me in this story. Is anyone out there who would like to help me in this story? Yes, Darlene, do you want to come up? I need some more strong hands. Yes, hello, Eleanor. Fen, Jacob, you're looking really strong this morning. Is there anyone else out there who feels strong? Joss, you're looking strong. Brilliant. Just come and stand here for me. Oh, you've got a wonderful looking thing there. Brilliant. Okay, guys, can you just all stand over here for me? That side. Brilliant. The story is that the Israelites, God had promised them the promised land, and standing in the way of them and the promised land was a huge river. A huge river. It was called the River Jordan. And it was in flood. And to get to the promised land, they had to cross the River Jordan. But in those days, there was no bridge. There was no bridge across the River Jordan. I don't know if there is one now, but there wasn't then. And Joshua, Josh, can you be Joshua today? Is that a bit confusing? Joshua heard from God, and God said, get some priests and get, he had a big box in that they called the Ark of the Covenant where God's presence kind of was on. And he said, get your priests and get them to walk into the river. Can you imagine that? So guys, can you be some priests for me? Just you two. They walked into the river. Say the river is here. They walked into the river and all of a sudden something miraculous happened. The water piled up. You can see it in the picture there. And the priest stood in the middle. And there was like this path across the River Jordan. And the people of Israel were able, as the priest stood in the middle of the river, were able to walk across on dry land into the promised land. It was amazing. As they did this, Joshua asked them to do something a bit strange. He said, pick up some stones from the riverbed. Now, there's some stones here, guys. They're quite heavy. Can you pick them up and pile them up in the front here for me? In fact, he asked 12 people to pick them up. That was a particularly heavy one. You're right there. Crikey. Health and safety. Thank you. There we go. Mind your fingers. Brilliant. They picked up 12 stones, and when they made camp that night, they made a pile of 12 stones. And Joshua said, we're making this pile of stones so that when our children and our children's children look at the pile of stones and they say, hey dad, hey grandma, why is there a pile of stones in our camp? They'll be able to say, oh, they're from the riverbed. That's the time God miraculously led us through the river of Jordan. The stones were there so that they could remember. It's really good to remember. It's really powerful when we remember. It's really powerful when we together, old and young, remember how God has been good to us. And this is why I'm really excited about this morning. Because we're here from, I don't know what the youngest person here, maybe a couple of months. And I'm not going to ask who the oldest person is. But we're a huge mix of God's people. And this morning what I want us to do is I want us to remember together the goodness of God. And I want us to share with one another the goodness of God, because it's a powerful thing to do. So on your tables, we're going to do something together. There are some questions, and I'm going to put some questions up on the screen as well. They're the same questions. And children, I'd love it if you could ask someone who's a little bit older than you one of the questions. And adults, I'd love it if you could ask someone who's a little bit younger than you those questions. And why don't you just share your faith with one another. Share the goodness of God with one another. Let's remember how good God has been to us. So we're going to do that. And as we do that, we're going to have bacon butties. Because they ate together in the New Testament. They shared food with one another. And we want to do this as community. We want to do this like they did in the... I'm not sure if they had bacon butties back then. But I'm sure they had something. Not bacon. Definitely not bacon. That would have been naughty. Thank God for the New Testament. Thank God. Anyway, so enjoy one another. Ask no, and just enjoy community with one another. We're going to do that for the next 15 minutes. So enjoy. Go and have some fun. Ask those questions. Give them out now. Yeah, brilliant.